Very neat park. It was I think the biggest thing was attending was a day out of the community, having an opportunity to just experience what other folks were doing in other sections of Baltimore City, Baltimore County. As you know, it's right there on the city-county line. Mm-hmm. We lived in the southern part of the city, so the bus ride itself was pretty exciting just to see some other communities. I commuted to junior high school. That's what we called it then. So I got a daily experience of life outside of South Baltimore, which was pretty exciting. But I think the greenery, the park setting, and most importantly, they had a lake, which they still do, that runs through the cemetery. Thought that was pretty quaint and a natural setting.
Now, how did you get the idea to go to Gwin Oak Park? I understand you had some folks from the NAACP come to your house and say, hey, we want you to go. And this was a couple of years after desegregation.
Actually, my next-door neighbor was one of the leaders of the local NAACP in my community. Her husband was an attorney, later became a judge. She convinced some of the moms, Sarah Jane Bundy, by the way, but she convinced some of the residents to get a group of youngsters together, those who would probably have the patience of not fighting back or calling names or just, you know, going with the program, and talked to the parents and suggested that we venture out to Gwin Oak Park, spend an afternoon. If any encounters came up, we could contact the parents. Because we went along. We weren't...
You weren't going with your parents. You and a group of friends went on the bus.
My brother, a couple buddies, we all got on the bus. Fortunately, there was one bus in, one bus out. So we didn't have to worry about transferring. We took one bus to the park, and there was a bus loop there. And all we had to do was walk across the street, get back on that same bus, or the same number bus, and head back.
The number 28, for anybody who knows, everybody who grew up in Baltimore knows the number 28. Now, how old were you at the time?
I think close to 13. I was 13, maybe 14, because that would have been 63.
So 63 was the year it was desegregated.
So then 14.
So you were 14.
14.
So this was after? The summer after?
The summer after.
So the summer of 64, in other words.
Yes, right.
And people are going to figure out your age. Yeah, they'll do the math if they have the time. But needless to
say, I'm doing youth outreach.
I understand. What was the climate like? I mean, there was not the sense, I got the sense that even after it was successfully desegregated, it was still a tense situation.
Because right, keep in mind that it was late the summer of 63 when it was desegregated. Mm-hmm. So you only had a few months for the park to remain open, and then they went into the next year,
right,
which would have been 64. When we arrived at the gate, there were police officers there to kind of monitoring the situation. I think they were more concerned whether or not people were going to sneak in, not pay the admittance fee. There were some women with little guys that kind of gave us that stare, like, well, who's these guys or what's this all about?
These were white people?
These were white people. Mm-hmm. We had already been told, don't get involved with the youngsters. Definitely don't say anything to the girls. Girls were definitely a no. And then, of course, you stand in line to purchase tickets for the various rides. Mm-hmm. And a couple times there may have been some mothers who pulled the kids out, which was kind of neat for us because then that just made it easier to move.
You got on the ride faster.
Exactly. But all in all, it was pretty good. You know, there was a walkway you go around from vendor to vendor. They had games like you throw a coin into.
There were a lot of carnival games or skee ball, that sort of thing.
Ashtrays, mm-hmm. Vases, that type thing.
The ping pong ball to get the goldfish, that
right,
sort of thing.
And the water gun with the
balloon.
The balloon, yeah. You know. Some of the rides were pretty cool. The Wild Mouse, that's the one I remember mostly. That was the closest thing they had to a...
Did you feel like you were making a statement by going to the park? And, we look back at this as this was a historic time and everybody was involved for desegregation, was trying to change history. I mean, did you see that as a 13-year-old that, hey, we're going to try to?
I did, because, I was one of those kids that they sort of pushed along and encouraged to do things. So Boy Scout, Altar Boy, all of the first in the family to take on those type of initiatives. So this was something new and exciting. Didn't think about how much history we were making at that point, but I knew that we were there for a purpose. The March on Washington had taken place. There was a lot of things going on very fast in my life at that time, because the segregation and desegregation, I still remember as a kid with my mom, we couldn't go into Heck Company and some of the other stores. So we kind of made out on that, because I had an aunt who was a domestic worker for a family. Mm-hmm. We would give her the money. My mom would, she would shop for us. So my brothers and I still looked pretty sharp when we started school, because those Jewish ladies and white ladies, mm-hmm, often shopped for us and then would have the packages together. So it was always a relationship.
There was a way in.
There was a way in.
Right.
And so this was just another one of those steps towards a new way in. But that same year, of course, the Kennedy assassination, the war of Vietnam, there were a couple guys at my parish that had already been drafted, and we were all very concerned about what their future was going to hold. In fact, I think one of them was killed in action. So, so it was fast times. And it's different, I think, when you look at some of the kids these days who may be a little bit more sheltered at 13 and 14 years old, whether or not these were the type of concerns that they had. And, of course, school integration was still a big mm-hmm. picture, a big concern at that time. So it was an exciting time.
I
want to think about that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, you were going to say.
Yeah, and also just to travel into some of the other communities by bus. Mm-hmm. We didn't get many taunts, but it was more of the stare down, who's this guy?
Looking at suspiciously.
Looking at suspicious, or why are you here? This is our park. Sort of picked up that feeling.
And did you continue to go back to the park years later?
Through the years, through my teen years. In fact, there was one guy in the community that actually got a job there, job. He picked up the coins, and I thought that was a job of trust when people tossed the coins for the ashtrays and all the other stuff they were trying to win. His job was to pick it up, and then if you needed change for a buck,
he would give you the change for a buck.
So they he was one of the loud guys in the community. So he finally found something that kind of.
Did the situation get better, as you went back, as you got older?
I think the park sort of went down a little. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just my thinking, but it just didn't seem exciting as much. Of course, by the time as I hit high school,
You had other interests.
Yeah, and I was with another group of guys, and we actually decided we could benefit by giving trips to other parks.
You went to places like Hershey Park?
Hershey Park, Wildwood, Glen Echo. We would sell tickets and through the community.
Glen Echo had its own issues.
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
But we would sell tickets in the community, raise monies, and then we'd buy clothes to go back to school. Mm. And usually we had about two busloads of kids. Mm. We'd convince someone's mom to serve as the
chaperone.
Exactly. And it worked well.
Very nice.
It worked well. But so we may have picked the inspiration up from Gwin Oak. Mm-hmm. In my college years, I was at the Legal Aid Bureau. I remember as a law clerk, and Agnes came through.
Right.
On the weekends during the summer, it was a group of guys we used to horseback ride. And when we'd come in on Saturday or Sunday afternoons from horseback riding, one of the buddies, his brother, lived across the street from the park. His home was wiped out because of the storm, because of Agnes. But and there went the park and a good part of the community as well. I think there's a number of houses that were flooded out along, what's that, Gwendale.
Gwendale, yeah.
Right, so.
And then, of course, the park closed